That terrible thing of talking over the last track, because it's time just about for me to get out of here. In the background, we're listening to the group Ur Chaos, K-A-O-S. They are Swedish, hence unpronounceable track title and album title. And we also heard Focus, Focus 3 from the album of the same name. Double album, 1972. I looked it up. I think I said 73. I was wrong. 72. Go figure. Thanks for listening, folks. Always a pleasure. Hope to see you next time. Have a great Thanksgiving, if that's your thing. Stay safe. Amanda's Next, followed at 9 p.m. by Daniel Blumen, and you are tuned, of course, reliably, to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. See you next time.
Here in the field.
Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Out Here in the Field. I'm Amanda, and I'm going to be bringing you field recordings and sound effects and music that uses both until 9 p.m. here on WFMU. Right now, we are listening to a field recording using a microphone that has an electromagnetic sensor in it. So a person is going about and sensing electromagnetic activity from various, you know, flickering signs and, I don't know, traffic lights and machines that people are using, lawnmowers perhaps. Name some other machines, leaf blowers. And phones, people's phones can sense these things too. The field recordist goes by Audity 2000. Before this, we heard a woman in San Francisco Chinatown singing along to music in a BART station, done by the recordist TCLB in 2019. Mike Simmons recorded some wind chimes in real time in Georgia in 2022. We heard a couple of peacocks in that first set, and sandwiched in between them, we heard a great piece by Matmos, who I'm very surprised I have not played on the show before. This is my first time playing Matmos on Out Here in the Field. Welcome to the show, Matmos, famous duo who can do no wrong. That piece was called Peacock Cage, sampling peacock noises and fluttering and everything. And that comes from an album called At Chalkwell Park, which they did as a sort of long form thing to celebrate a park. And the piece is used sounds recorded at the park. Very, very happy to have you with me tonight. If you want to come on the Accu playlist and say hello to me or to your fellow listeners or both, you may do so. WFMU.org is where you can do that. And the next piece I'm going to play is from an album that references field recording in the title. It actually includes the phrase trip hop focused around field recording. And I hope you enjoy.
Okay, it's 10 to 7, and I got a bucket of grapes. I'm going to throw that whole bucket out.
Okay.
Okay, it's 10 to 7. And I got a bucket of grapes. I'm going to throw that whole bucket out because I can't get out the door to do the hot dogs. So, this is going to be fun now. All right, here. Come on. Watch your toes. Holy smoke, get out of there, Connor. All right, I'm just gonna put the, that's the only way I can get out. All right, just look. Wall to wall raccoons. I'm not even try to count them. Okay, I'm gonna go over there and sit on the bench. Oh, stop it. Oh, they're really going at it. Look. See, if it's snowing out right now and the temperature's low, look, those grapes are gone, that whole bucket, just in 2 seconds. All right, guys, come on. Let's go. You ready? I'm going to sit in the snow-covered bench. Holy smokes! Oh, my God! Yes! I'm wall-to-wall raccoons. You ready? Let's go. Oh my God. This is crazy. You know, there's got to be 30 raccoons at least. I don't know where they all come from. Oh my God. Yeah, they all love me. Because I got the food.
Thank you. We are experiencing a temporary power interruption. Pressing too many floor buttons.
Good evening. Welcome to Out Here in the Field, tub portion. I'm in a different bathtub than I normally am tonight. And I wonder if you notice that it sounds a little different. I'm Amanda. And we're halfway through the show. And this is the point at which I usually speak to you from the bathtub. But I'm not at home, so I am using a guest bathtub on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. It's a very, very deep tub. And it makes me wonder why all tubs are not this depth. It's so nice to be able to submerge totally. Except for my hands, of course. We just heard Pene Quadrelli and Robin Rambo. Robin Rambo, also known as Scanner. Very prominent recordist and techno artist and mixer and, you know, person that does cool music. This was his collaboration with Pene Quadrelli called The Sound of Design, which is kind of a love letter to sound design in our times. Attention, Please was the track that we heard off of that. We heard a field recording from Yasumune Morishige before that. That was the one with many bells all through it. James Blackwood calls himself the Raccoon Whisperer, and we heard a little bit from his YouTube channel of a memorable cold night when he sat on his porch and fed the raccoons hot dogs. He seems to do this a lot, but this was particularly cold and there were particularly many raccoons. And we started the set with the Debauch Sophisticates and the track Smokescreen off of an album called Convoking All That Shatters, parentheses, trip hop focused around field recording, close parentheses. Came out in 2014. Well, I suppose all that remains now is for me to play some ratchet sounds. I played some ratchet sounds for you a couple weeks ago, and I'm hearing that you liked them, so I'll give you some more. Thanks for listening to WFMU.
We'll be right back. A song he sent me from an African city night spot.
Through the hills has always been a highlight of any train journey south from Adelaide, and in the days of steam, the sharp curves and steep grades posed more than a few problems. We're now on board a school special bound for Bridgewater, but there are no problems for engine number 520, a streamlined 484 named Sir Malcolm Buckley Harvey, as it pulls the train past Upper Sturt, through the tunnel, and onto Mount Lofty.
Here we are on Out Here in the Field on WFMU, making the ascent up Mount Lofty. I'd like to thank listener Automating 13 for sending this field recording of Australian preserved locomotives. Really enjoying it. And before that, we heard another contribution from a listener. That one was the Arcade to Attica Fall Train from this year, contributed by listener Foolish Bandit. We heard a song from an African Night Spot before that, from Tony Schwartz's album, The World in My Mailbox, for which he asked people to send him recordings. And he did get them from all over the world. This was back in 1958. Before that, we heard a student field recording from Sabrina Salerno, who went to Queen's College in Kingston, Ontario, was enrolled there in the winter of 2021, and did a great recording of A Laundry Room. I mixed that with The Pretenders because you have to, I guess. We heard a little bit from Kamathi Moore also. Titled Metal Tone Hit and Crow in Background. One of these days I'll just read the descriptions and you can imagine what things sound like. It always tickles me how specific field recordists make their titles. And yeah, we also heard some Ratchets, and the music you heard under that was by the Baltimore and Ohio Marching Band. Let's get off the train at this point and go into the cave. Why not? Thank you.
Thank you. Expect no rain, said the weatherman, but it did. I hope it don't fall on me, I said, but it did. Now the sky looks blue, and there's hardly a cloud in the sky.
Thank you so much for listening. Tonight, the show is over. I'll be back next week. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving, etc. Yeah, we heard some amazing thunder strikes. Thunder claps, you could also call them. Preceded by Manya Ristic and Within the Cave Dreams off of her album Awakenings from 2023. And before that, Mariolina Zita with Sonar from a new album on Black Sweat Records called Concert for Bats, Voices, and Natural Sounds. Yeah, and it did use a lot of natural objects like rocks and water, as well as bat echolocation sounds, which you know I'm into. If you know me at all, you know that echolocation by bats is like my thing. We are now listening to a Florida rainstorm. It's notated as two words. A rainstorm rather than a rainstorm. And now that you listen to this show, you can tell people that you know the difference. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned now for Daniel Blumen.
Slips off into